Every Thanksgiving, this Sunday before Thanksgiving, we take time to do this, just to take an entire service to say thank you to the Lord. And as a nation, I am thankful for our forefathers that had the wisdom to say there needs to be a national day where we as a nation recognize that God has blessed us and that we give thanks to the Lord. Now, over the last few decades, we have kind of drifted away, not kind of, we've drifted away a lot from this idea that there actually is a God that we should be thankful to. But I'm thankful that it's still a national holiday and that as followers of Jesus Christ, we are thankful people, not just this week, but we're thankful all year long. Amen. That thankfulness just flows from our hearts because of the greatness of knowing our God. So this is a great week to say thank you to the Lord, but I want to just encourage you, it doesn't stop, when the Thanksgiving's put away, right? We continue to give thanks to the Lord all year long. So I want to share just a couple of scriptures today that talk about Thanksgiving, and I'm not going to take a long time to do this, but I want to share with you four principles about having a thankful heart, why it's important for us to be thankful people. And the first one is this: a thankful heart gives God the praise that he deserves. So when we're followers of Jesus Christ, if we spend a lot of time complaining about what's wrong, it's not a very good reflection on God, right? Because we're people who know the Lord and we know how good God is. So our lives and our words need to reflect that. They need to reflect the goodness of God. Psalm chapter 9, verses 1 and 2 says this: I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. So when we speak the good things of God and we're thankful and we're verbally thankful to the Lord and to the people around us, when we express that we're thankful people, it reflects on our God. It reflects the fact that we're people that understand how blessed we are. And so as we're thankful people, we reflect the goodness of God. And on the other hand, when we're not thankful, it doesn't reflect on the goodness of God. So it's so important that we have a thankful heart. Many of you know my story that I wasn't blessed to be raised in church, but I was blessed that at the age of 11, my family moved next to a family that knew Jesus, was filled with the Holy Spirit, loved the Lord. And up to that point in my life, I had no idea about who Jesus was. I knew that he was born in Bethlehem. That's about all I knew. Because in my family, Christmas was all about Santa Claus. But then they'd kind of throw in, well, yeah, there's this story about Jesus too. And so I knew a little bit about that story, but I really didn't know Jesus. I certainly didn't understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with Jesus. But you know, the Bible says that God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. God had a plan for my life that I knew nothing about. And I am thankful today that the Lord used a family, the Anderson family, to share his love and his grace with me. So this family started immediately after I moved next door, inviting me to church. And it was shortly after that that I found Jesus. And I will be forever grateful for God, but I'm also forever thankful for the Anderson family that reached out to this 11-year-old young man and befriended me and started in bringing me to church and went out of their way many, many, many times to make sure that I got to go to church. I'm thankful to the Lord for that. A second reason we need to be thankful and have a thankful heart is a thankful heart recognizes the fact that there are many people who are suffering in our world. Many people who are suffering. So when we complain here in America, let's face it, not always, but we're often complaining about difficulties that pale in comparison to the challenges that people around our world are facing even today. Most of us in this place this morning, we have a roof over our head. In fact, we live in a home where we can have heat in our home. And most of us even have a house that can be cooled down in the summer months. Think about that. Most of us have food on our table. And clean, healthy drinking water that actually comes right into our house. We, when we have a home Bible study, don't have to worry about the police barging in and arresting people. We are so blessed to live where we live. And when we become complaining people, it kind of fails to recognize that there are so many people in the world that have way, way more challenges than we do, right? And so when we're thankful, we're recognizing how blessed we are just with the simple things of life that we can take for granted. A third reason we need to be thankful is a thankful heart increases our joy. It increases our joy. We can focus on what's wrong or we can focus on what's right. We can choose to focus on our blessings. We can focus on what the devil is doing or we can focus on what God is doing, right? We choose joy, and when we're thankful people, it increases our joy level. Psalm 47 verse 1 says, clap your hands, all you nations, shout to God with cries of joy. Cries of joy. So joy, it's an emotion for sure, but joy is also a virtue, and it's a virtue that can be developed. We can actually increase our joyfulness, and the way that we increase our joyfulness is by intentionally being thankful people, giving thanks to the Lord and verbalizing our thanks to the Lord, giving thanks to the people around us that God has blessed us with, and not taking people for granted, but choosing to say thank you, right? Thank you to the people that have been a blessing to us in our lives. And then fourthly, and this kind of goes with the last one, but a thankful heart makes us easier people to live with, right? When you're thankful, you're just easier to live with. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 19. This is actually in the Bible. Better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. All right, now to be fair, guys, we could just as easily say husband there, right? Yeah. Living with a quarrelsome, nagging, negative, unthankful person, it's not fun. It's not fun. How many of you just want to be more fun to be around? Amen? You want people thankful that you showed up, not thankful that you left. Right? Right? And the way we do that is we become thankful people, and that increases our joy, and it makes us a whole lot more fun to be around. Choosing to be a thankful person. You know, one of the keys to being thankful is just understanding how blessed we are and be content with how God has blessed us. There's a proverb, and I like how it's worded in the Message, so I'm going to read this out of the Message. Proverbs 30 and verse 15. And this is a major problem, I believe, in our land. And if we're not careful as Christ followers, this problem will become our problem. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 15 in the Message says this. It says, a leech has twin daughters named Gimme and Gimme More. Yeah, it's really in the Bible. You can look it up. A leech has twin daughters named Gimme and Gimme More. And church, wow, we live in a Gimme More culture, do we not? And when that's our mindset, we will not be thankful and content the way God wants us to be. So I just want to challenge us this morning. Let's choose to be thankful, joyful people. Amen? Let's choose to give thanks to the Lord, not just this week, but every week, because God has blessed us so much. He's blessed us so much. And even when times are tough, when you're going through a difficulty, you're going through a trial, choose to be thankful. Choose joy through the trial. Choose to be a thankful person. Amen. And we've got a couple here this morning that's going to read some more of these thank you cards. And I'm thankful for this couple, Pastor Jim and Helene Hill. I'm going to ask them to join me up here on the platform. For those of you who don't know, Jim and Helene were pastors here at Bethel Church from 1985 to 1998 when they passed the baton on to Janice and I. And Jim and Helene have recently moved back into the area, and I am so thankful that they are back, and I want us to just say thank you to them, because the truth is we wouldn't be where we are today as a church if it weren't for this couple. And also, Lloyd and Jane Reese, who are seated right over here, former pastors of Bethel Church as well. And I think this is a great thing about our church, a great legacy of our church. Bethel Church, we just celebrated 65 years as a church just a couple of weeks ago. And in that 65 years, there have been just five pastors in 65 years, which is pretty awesome. And three of those five pastors still attend this church today, which is pretty cool. And so I'm thankful, so thankful for the Reeses, and so thankful for the Hills. And would you just appreciate them this morning as they read these Thanksgivings?
I'm thankful I can be here today and can read. 3 months ago, I could not have read these cards, so thank the Lord for cataract surgery. D. Watts says, thank you, Jesus, for being in my life. He is all I need.
Anonymous writes, I thank God for restored relationships with family and friends, and I thank God for the pastors and church leaders who care for us all. Let's give them a hand, okay? God bless you, leaders.
I am thankful for my family and this life, for my children and grandkids, wisdom, understanding, forgiveness, my loving Father, and salvation.
Heather writes, I thank God for this church and this family of believers who have welcomed us with open arms. I am also very thankful for the home groups that have made such a difference in our lives.
I am thankful for a loving family who support me and encourage me, this church family who embraced me during a hard time.
Israel writes, I am thankful that God has answered my prayer and given me the job that I had been asking for, plus the many other blessings in my life.
Larry says, for God, for my wife Sherry, and my children and their families, for all God's blessings in my life, God is good.
Chuck Whiteley writes, in thanks to God, for all the people who have prayed that I would regain my ability to walk, and thank God for his healing power and his daily presence in my life.
Janie Reese writes her beautiful testimony, how the Lord found me in a logging community in Oregon from a non-Christian home. The Holy Spirit orchestrated events and people and saw a heart that was open to righteousness. At age 8, Jesus came into my heart. At age 80, I look back and see his faithfulness, his fulfillment of his promise to me, and for the hope of his coming.
Lee writes, I thank God for his forgiveness, help with my quick temper, financial provisions for the family. I thank God for that his faithfulness is with us in our darkest days and gives us hope that all of our children will find their way to the Lord, and for his guidance and help in raising our granddaughters he has put in our care. And last of all, I thank God for my husband who walks by my side in our shared life of faith. My thought of Thanksgiving relates to your church here. Bethel, you all know, means the house of God. Now, in our day and age, churches rebrand themselves quite often by changing names, but you all got a good brand right now. And that brand is special to me because as a young man, I dedicated my life to the Lord in a church called Bethel in Santa Cruz, California. Pastored numerous other churches, and then we came to this place 13 years and served 13 years starting in 1985. Then we went back to California, and we associated with a church called Bethel Church. And then we were hired to be chaplains at a retirement home called Bethel Retirement Community. And then we came back to Medford, and here we are at Bethel again. Nothing like being in the house of God. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for your welcome.